We could say feasting, but my first thought was first round eaters. And that'll be what we'll just title this night, and then we'll just take and go. Yeah, I believe all this weekend, I believe the Lord's going to give us something to help us to have that communion with Him, that oneness with Him, that intimacy with Him, like we haven't known before. Amen. I believe we can rise to a higher plane than we've been before. Amen. Rise up on eagle's wing. So I'm going to, let's pray first and then I'll read. Heavenly Father, we just thank You, Lord, for Your goodness and for Your mercy upon us, Lord. And I thank You, Lord, for giving us this another opportunity to stand before the people, Lord, to speak Your Word and to be obedient to You. I pray, God, that in the name of Jesus, You'll just anoint us as You always do. Put words in our mouth, Lord, that will be of a benefiting nature to Your people as we're here at the end time. Lord, we just pray, God, that You'll give us that stimulation of revelation of the Word of God. And we'll be careful to praise You in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, now we're reading first. We're going to read two places here in Matthew 24, a couple of three verses in all. But first I want to read verse 28 of Matthew 24, verse 28. It says, "For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together." Amen. I've never used this from this standpoint, I don't believe. But there's something strange about an eagle, and I'm not going to go into a lot of the details on it because I think that would be something that we're acquainted with. But an eagle will only eat a fresh kill. Amen. How many knows it? And the eagle flies higher than any other bird. They say it's the strongest bird in the world. Pound per pound, there's nothing stronger than an eagle. Not only can they get up high, but when they get up high, they can see where they're at. And they can scoop down on a rabbit or a serpent or whatever. They can stop quickly. And they just, no other bird can do it like that. The condor and different ones of that family has such abilities. But the eagle is one God typed out in the Word, like in His prophet, the eagles, and we're little eaglets, but the eagle will have a fresh kill every meal. Amen. You hear what I said? Have a fresh kill every meal. Now, what the eagles leave now, then the vultures will come and pick around on it and get the leftovers. Amen. So, God has fresh kill of the Word for us today. Now, that carcass is the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Where the carcass is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Where the body is, King James says carcass. So, the reason I'm using the word carcass, I'm reading from the King James Version of the Bible here. Others might say where the body is or where the fresh kill is or something of that nature. But it's where Jesus Christ is at. The eagles, there's a drawing power. The eagles will be gathered together. Amen. But once the carcass has got, we'd say got cold, you know, or laid there for a while, the eagle will fly off and leave it. But then the others come in. There's crows. There's different type birds, buzzards, and different one will come in and eat the remnants of it. Amen. But that eagle, it will not eat something that's not fresh. And that's what we are. We're eagles. And we don't eat something that's not fresh. And God has provided something fresh for us. And I want to read the verses 44 and 45 here in the same chapter. It says like this, "Be ye therefore also ready, for in such an hour as you think not the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Now I could stop on that a bit there. On the Son of Man cometh. Amen. Now it doesn't always come like people think. Amen. Well, Luke 17 and 30 talks about the Son of Man being revealed. He'll come and reveal Himself. Hallelujah. And he says the world would be in a condition like Sodom and Gomorrah. And he said, thus will it be in the days when the Son of Man is revealed. Amen. He's been revealed in our day. I was just finished reading the story of Brother William Branham as he went over in South Africa. And, well, he went around and around the world 7 times. And such things that happened was in a similarity of what happened when Jesus Christ walked around here. Amen. I'm not saying He was Jesus Christ. He was born in sin, shaped in iniquity, came in the world speaking lies just like all the rest of us did. Amen. But when he was a little boy, the Lord spoke to him, says, never drink, smoke, or defile yourself in any way, because when you're older, I have a work for you to do. Hallelujah. And he came, and that spirit of Elijah upon him, and he was baptized in the Ohio River in 1933. I've been there at the same place, stand there at the river. The angel of the Lord came down and says, as John the Baptist were sent with a message to forerun my first coming, even you will carry a message to the world to forerun my second coming. And the things that Jesus Christ did when He was in the earth, He did similar things. Amen. He raised the dead, and he was able to call people up, like in this congregation tonight. The Lord would give him discernment. He'd tell you about your life and what happened, and maybe you're crippled, and He would tell you what happened, the reason you're crippled, but thus saith the Lord, throw them crutches away and walk. Amen. And not one time, but tens of thousands of times, it happened that way. And he had visions of the different things. It's God, the Son of Man, being revealed, see. Amen. Over in South Africa, he was going to a meeting there. From one meeting to another, he told the brother, he said, when you go over the hill there, he's never been there before in his life, he said, when we crest the hill, there will be a village over there. To the right or something. I forgot it all. He said, when you go, says, there's a lady there, says she's dying of cancer. And says she can speak English. She's a Christian. And says, when you get over the hill, pull up to the village, close you can get. They got out and walked on up there. And all of them was made basically alike. So he walked over and he began to pass by this each one of them in the village, a lot of little huts there. And he went to a certain one, said, this is it. And went there and there laid a woman. She says, God bless you, Brother Brown. Said, I've been praying for that God would send someone here with a gift of healing and so on. And says, He spoke to me and said He would send a prophet from America, and he would come, and I would be healed. So he spoke the word, and she rose up healed. Never been there before in his life. And I could take much time to go over incidents like that. But the thing I won't just say enough here to show that we've had the Son of Man revealed in this day. Now, when Jesus was here, the gospel was to the Jews. So Matthew's 25th chapter, and also the book of Mark, almost all the four Gospels indicate the same, that Jesus told them not to go to the Gentiles, but go only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, because it wasn't time for the Gentiles to have the Gospel at that time. Well, when He come back again this end time, reveal Himself. Amen. The Gentiles had the Gospel. And the Bible says in the book of Romans, because of their mercy, we receive mercy. And now, because of our mercy, they'll receive mercy. The Gospel's going back. But He was in Cairo, Egypt, going to Israel there to show them the sign of the Messiah. And someone told him, said, you line up a bunch of those Jews over there, said they'll always believe their prophets. And said, let the gift of the Lord work through you so He can tell them where they're from, what happened to them, and all about them. And any sick, He would speak the word, and many times immediately they were healed. But he went there, and something said, seemed like he hear a voice saying, don't go, it's not time yet. Don't go. Stay out of Israel. So he went out behind the hangar there. Lord, is this me? What's wrong? Is this me, or is my imagination, or are you speaking to me? The Lord spoke and says, stay out of Israel. It's not time for the gospel to go to Israel yet. And so he changed his ticket and went on somewhere else. The same thing that Jesus said, don't go to the Gentiles. God spoke to Brother Brown and said, don't go to the Jews. See? Amen. Everything types out right down the line where he's showing that same Messiah gift to the Gentiles as he did to Israel. So, the thing about it, then after Jesus went off the scene, amen, then here come Christ back, but not in the same form, not using a man like that to do discernment. No, Peter and John and Paul or any of those, they didn't do like Jesus did. They didn't feed 5,000. They didn't have these great things happen, but they had a word that went forth. Hallelujah. And now, God's took Brother Brown off the scene. In Luke 17:30, let me quote it again. He tells the world will be like Sodom and Gomorrah and all that. But he says, thus will it be in the days that the Son of Man is revealed. See, He's been revealed to us again. Hallelujah. Revelation 10 says He come, amen, and His face like the sun. We've saw a great move of God in this hour. He's begun to lift us up on eagle wings. Hallelujah. He called us out of denomination. Says, come out of her, my people. Be not partaker of her sin. That was that phase of it. Hallelujah. But we're moving on with God, see. Amen. And the thing is, we can't stay back there. We don't just stay back and eat leftovers. Amen. And we don't try to live on history, what God has done. Because God is not a God that has been. He is a God that's now. Amen. When Moses says, what's your name? He says, I am that I am. He didn't say, I was, I will be. He said, I am, and He's still I am tonight. Hallelujah. When Peter preached on the day of Pentecost, it wasn't like what Jesus done. But He was the I am. Amen. How many knows that? Praise God, Jesus Christ came back in the form of the Holy Ghost. They were sitting right there in that upper room. There wasn't a man came back, but it was the Spirit of God came back. Hallelujah, but it was the same Jesus nevertheless. And He worked in a little different way. He didn't come just to discern thoughts and heal the sick and all that. He came to bring the Word of God. Hallelujah, and He brought it to those Jewish people. Hallelujah. Well, the same thing has happened in this day and in this hour. Glory to God. We've had a Pentecost. Amen. In 1994 of Jeffersonville, Indiana. Amen. There in Brother Jackson's church, which was, Brother Jackson was an apostle sent direct from God. Hallelujah. Glory to God to introduce us to the bread, introduce the bride to the brethren. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And such a move of God among them. They was dancing in the Spirit, being slain in the Spirit, prophesying just like they did down the streets of Jerusalem. And it lasted a few years there and it faded out. Hallelujah. But God still I am. The same thing on the day of Pentecost. They never did have another Pentecost like they did there on the streets of Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Because when it came to the Gentiles, it didn't come to the whole city. It came to Knesset's house. When Peter preached the Word of God there, the Holy Ghost fell upon them, and they had their, the Gentile had a Pentecost, just like the Jews had a Pentecost. Amen. And then Paul, on the way to Damascus, not one of the 12. There's people today says Paul was one of the 12. No, Paul was not one of the 12. Paul wasn't even converted till years after Pentecost. How many knows it? Amen. Jesus appointed 12, and Judas, by transgression, fell and hung himself. But there was another day set in his place there in the book of Acts, chapter 1. And the 12 apostles went forth preaching the gospel everywhere. Hallelujah. But later on, God, that is I am, moved into another cycle of His working. Amen. Every time He moved in the cycle of His working, He gave fresh food for that hour. There was a fresh kill. There was a fresh carcass. And the eagles gathered around and began to eat. Hallelujah. Praise God. Paul, on the way to Damascus, was struck down by a mighty light. And as he was struck down by a mighty light, the Lord spoke to him. And when the Lord spoke to him, the Lord said unto him, Paul, I want you to be a light to the Gentiles. Now notice, Jesus already said in Matthew not to go to the Gentiles. Amen. Just as God told Brother Brown not to go to the Jews. But one of these days, amen, there's going to be two prophets rise up in Israel and preach that Word of God. Amen. It'll be like it was when Jesus walked around there. Glory to God. And they'll do mighty miracles. They'll close the heaven that rain not. They'll turn the Mediterranean Sea or that sea, that area there in the Middle East. They'll turn the sea to blood. They'll call for flies and plagues just like Moses did. Hallelujah. And them Jews that's predestinated from the foundation of the world, glory to God, they'll repent. There'll be a great revival in Israel. Hallelujah. While the bride's in glory. Praise God. So our God's moving. He's keeping us up to date. He's given us fresh food. He's given us a fresh keel. Amen. Well, the same thing is rotating in this hour. Glory to God in a similar manner. Hallelujah. Now, there's two things in the Word of God that's spoken of, how God shows us things. And one of them is by types. And then another is by shadows. Now, there's a distinct difference in types and shadows. And the reason I'm saying this, sometimes it's a type. Then other times it's a shadow. Now, shadow, it takes the very image to make a shadow. Amen. If there's an elephant coming through the yard, you see the shadow of it coming, that shadow is going to look like that elephant. Amen. If there's a man walking, you'll see a shadow. Sometimes, depending on where the sun's at, he may look like he's 10 foot tall, but he'll still have the features of a man. It's a shadow of a man. Amen. And there's certain things, like Moses, he was a shadow. He was a shadow of Christ. And not only was he a shadow, he was a type there. But now there's other times when there's certain things are types that's not shadows. Now, Jesus Christ, He is God's Lamb. And in the Old Testament, as looking forward, looking for the time when the Christ would come, they would kill a little lamb that was and offer the blood, and that lamb was a type of Christ. How many sees it? That lamb didn't look like Christ. It wasn't a shadow of Christ. It was a type. And through types and shadows, the Lord helps us to see things. So there's some things that's types and some things that's shadows. Hallelujah. Well, I believe the ministry of Jesus Christ, Brother Brown came, he was a shadow of it. Hallelujah. And many of the things that took place looked just like it. Hallelujah. Amen. And then when the message of Brother Jackson came forth, amen, that was a shadow. Glory to God, if you've heard the tapes and the messages over the years, you'll find out that most of every message deal with Israel in some way or another, where they're going to get the land and all that and what God does for Israel and so on. Well, it's very necessary. You had to know. You know why? Because a lot of people, they curse the Jews. They put them down. They say they're renegades, and many are just like Gentiles. Amen. But just the same, whatever you want to say about it, amen, they're God's chosen natural people. Hallelujah. Jerusalem going to be the headquarters of the whole world, whether you like it or not. How many knows it? In that great millennium, Jesus Christ is their King. And He is going to sit on the throne in Jerusalem. Amen. As King of kings and Lord of lords. But He's our bridegroom. Amen. He's our bridegroom because we become one with Him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Now, He's not only going to be the ruler, one that rule and reign. He's, in the sense, our husband, our bridegroom. We're married to Him. We're united to Him. Now, Israel's never going to be married to Christ. Hallelujah. Now, watch this. I don't want you to miss that because we're going to get something here just sure as a world a little later here. Amen. They're never going to be married to Christ. They're His brethren. And the ones that, the 12 apostles, they're going to sit on 12 thrones in and around Israel to rule during that millennial reign. Hallelujah. But the bride, His wife's going to be all over the world and have total access to Christ, just like a husband and wife. Amen. So He's our bridegroom. Hallelujah. So He came, and Paul, God used Paul to introduce a church to Christ. This is in 2 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. Paul said, I have espoused you. I've engaged you as a chaste virgin. And I want you to be presented to Christ, amen, as His bride. Well, the Jews never was promised to be Christ's bride. Amen. Israel, that's God's. That's God's Old Testament. In the Old Testament, Israel was God's wife. Amen. So Israel is the brethren to Christ. Amen. You get the story down in Egypt where Joseph went down. And you know the story of how he got down. Well, while he was in Egypt, while he was separated from the brethren, while he was out of the land, that long period of time, he married a Gentile bride. Amen. Then later on, the brethren came. And they were introduced. And Jesus said, or Joseph said, which is type of Jesus, said that, you know, they began to kneel before Him as the dream had said, and He'll kill us for sure. He said, no, this was God's way of preserving life. Said, God done this. Hallelujah. Many times God is doing things, and you're going to see something soon in Israel. There's going to be something break forth. They're going to take all their land back. Amen. And mighty things going to begin to take place in the natural realm while the bride's getting the final thing that God has for her in this hour, getting all the spots out of her garment, getting united to Christ just right. Hallelujah, that spiritual communion. Amen. And then we're here at the end time. Now, the Apostle Paul, he came for a different purpose. Now, I want you to watch this because it's important. He came for a different purpose than what Peter did. Peter came, he preached to the Jews, and he was commanded not to go to the Gentiles until a few years down the road. God spoke to him, told him to go over and preach, because God wanted to give the Gentiles the same Pentecost, and Peter had the key for the kingdom. And the Gentiles was connected into the family of God. Paul speaks of it, that we're partakers of the covenant that God made with Abraham. We were connected in there, and for a while, we, the early church, were the saints of the household of God, the Jews and the Gentiles there. They were worshiping in the same manner and so on like that. But then, on down the road a little bit, God gave a disconnect. Amen. Now that disconnect, we were connected to the covenant, but God disconnected the Jews. And this is Romans 11:25, where it says Israel was blind in part until that the God takes out the people of the Gentiles for His name's sake, and it's still going on that time period. Hallelujah. And said that why, that olive branch was broken off. Amen. Broken off the covenant of God. And we could give you some stories that we've met some Jews and all that, and how that, as far as believing in Christ, believing in this, why, they'll laugh you to scorn. Amen. Because they believe in God, Jehovah God, but not Jesus Christ. They're waiting for the Messiah to come. And one on TV a few nights back, I turned the religious station on, that was a Jewish man. He said, it's believed maybe that there'll be maybe at least two Messiahs, and some says there'll be seven or eight. And he took that from the Scripture. Here's how he took Scripture. See, God is so good to us to help us to see where we're at in Scripture. He said, because one place, it says, Isaiah 53 says He's going to die. But then another writer said He's king. Another writer says this, so there'll be one for each one of these. He said it could be as much as seven Messiahs. Well, you know what? The Bible says God blinded their eyes so He could take out the people. But He said that branch was broken off. You see why? And there's a lot of church denomination that's broken off. And He said, take heed that you be not broken off. How many know? But He grafted you in. He connected you in the vine. He connected you. And now all the riches of God from the stalk flows right into the bride. See? Hallelujah. So that's why Paul came to the Gentiles preaching the Word of God. But them Jews, God's time came. Now watch. Don't condemn the Jews so much, because the Bible says not boast against them. Amen. Because it's God's love for His bride. Hallelujah. And He said if they fail by unbelief, says take heed that you believe. See? Amen. So now Paul, he began to preach the word, and them Jews, they began to blaspheme. They began to curse the name of the Lord. And this pitch all kind of fits, we would say, in our modern day. Then Paul one day, he shook the dust off his feet. And he said, your blood be upon your own head. I go to the Gentiles, for thus has the Lord instructed me that to be a light to the Gentiles, delivering them from the power of Satan. I tell you, there is delivering power here tonight. Amen. Can deliver you from the power of Satan. Satan can come at you and have your mind a little confused, not know exactly where you're standing or what's going on. Amen. And this Word, He sent His Word to heal them. Amen. There's a great healing taking place. There's a great union taking place. Hallelujah. So Paul went to the Gentiles, and the Gentile, he introduced that Gentile bride, and it calls a her. It don't call Israel her. Amen. When those Jews were killed over there by Hitler and Eichmann, there was about 6 million killed just because they were Jews. Amen. But they wouldn't go back to the homeland. And God turned Hitler loose on 6 million of them killed. When that war was over, they was glad to go to Israel, back to the homeland on any barge or anything that would float. They got on going back home. Woo! I tell you, there's a people that's come back home. Glory to God. Now they're the strongest nation over there. And now there's a great miracle war that's took place. In 67, it stunned the whole world because they were outnumbered. It said 50-1. And in 6 days, they defeated all those enemies. Because why? Was it that good? God made them that good. It became God's time. Amen. And we're going to be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. Not because we're that good, but because God's Word makes us that good. And we believe the Word. Hallelujah. And I'm not going to have time to get it, but there's a good Scripture down in Colossians 1. Where Paul said, all the things of the Lord Jesus Christ is made up in my body for His church's sake. Hallelujah. But the thing God has shown us in more recent time is the difference between the brethren and the bride, and how that is so important. You could not know about the rapture and the time cycle we're in unless you knew about the 70 week of Daniel, what God doing in Israel, how He brought them back to the homeland, glory to God, and now what He's done through Raymond Jackson. They got a thing out, I noticed on the news yesterday, I believe it was, where they got these dinosaurs and so on like that, and the natural Adam and Eve. Did any of you see that? You say, well, they said all this happened 6,000 years ago and all that, but see, we know better than that. Amen. This world's been here millions upon millions of years. There was a race of people here before Adam and Eve. Amen. The cavemen, the prehistorical man that lived back there, they weren't sons of God. Amen. They were more like animal kingdom, like the old serpent was. Hallelujah. And we know all them because God sent an apostle, Raymond Jackson, let us know these things. We can't be deceived, see? We can't be sidetracked. Hallelujah. God is moving in such a way. Back then, that's when Satan was in charge of the earth. See, you might not know it, but one time Satan ruled this earth. Hallelujah. He was one of the three. That was Gabriel. That was Lucifer. Amen. That was Michael. And Gabriel had a third of the... Lucifer had a third of the angels. Lucifer means morning light. It's a dawn of creation, just after God created. And it, no doubt, millions and millions of years back there, and God created the most beautiful paradise here and put Him in charge of it. Amen. Him and all the hosts of the... But He got in these other planets and so on like that. We don't want to involve those here, just the earth, because that's what we deal with. Amen. Satan, he ruled this thing, but one day he said, we can do a better job than God can. That's what the church is about. That's why people won't come together and wait on the Holy Ghost and let God move. God will sit in the church and fulfill His Word. The Bible says, though the promise tarry, wait for it. Amen. It's spoken here that I've raised this place up. I've ordained it. My people will come and find the answer. Amen. A lot of people waited a week. A lot of people waited 6 months. A lot of them went and they said, well, I don't really know if that's right or not. Amen. I believe Brother Gerald Cleveland, man of God, I believe you probably see Brother Sidney, when he spoke it. Amen. A lot of people say, well, that don't look to me like it's getting off the ground. Amen. Well, the thing is, it's spiritual. We've been translated into heavenly places in Christ Jesus. God has moved. Amen. He set a table for us, and we're eating fine, and we're not eating leftover. Amen. We're the first round eaters. Amen. Now, I know it's just like the eagle, but I wanted to get this scripture. I wanted to get that on the Son of Man. Didn't mean to preach that much on it. But now, there was a Brother Jackson came in there with a similarity. He was like a shadow of what Peter done. When I hear him preach, I think of Peter. Oh, hallelujah. Not Peter, no. He don't convert the Jews, but let the bride know what the Jews know about the Jews, see? And all these things, the millennia. So, then it continues on. There's apostles of the day. Amen. Like somebody asked Brother Sid here, says, I believe there are many apostles. But he said, well, can you name him one? Yeah. Said, I can name one. Said, you just name him one. Amen. See, God's fulfilling His Word, but it's only for those that got eyes to see. Amen. Now, watch this next verse I want to read you. I'm sorry if you already turned somewhere else. That's all right. I'll read it. It said, watch then. He says, who then is a faithful and wise servant whom the Lord has made ruler over His household, watch that, to give them meat in due season? Amen. Now, there's somebody giving out meat in due season. Hallelujah. Just like the eagle These little eaglets won't eat nothing. And the mother eagle, the father eagle, they work together, but they teach them little ones not to eat something that's been dead for a long time. Amen. They'll go out and get fresh meat and bring to them. And from the time they're little eaglets there, they eat fresh meat. And if they eat anything else, it'll make them sick. Woo! Hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, there's some eaglets today, and there's some servants giving out meat in due season. That's word for the hour that we're living in. Hallelujah. Amen. So, you see there? Now I want to get over in St. John 6. There's more I can say on that, but we'll be here again tomorrow night. Amen. So I don't want to hold too long on this. But I want to read about this here. The remnant. We're not eating remnant. Amen. Throughout the seven church ages, God gave a fresh batch of the Word of God. Amen. But the God moved on, and the people just keep eating what the leftovers was. In the Old Testament, I noticed on the tape that message that we did in the Philippines when they built an altar, they had to get one that man's hand hadn't touched. I tell you, now I don't know, you just think about it in your mind, as we read this here and get down here, that fish and loaves there, 5,000 sitting on the ground. Amen. The first round, eaters, got it fresh. Amen. But can you imagine the kids playing around, picking around on it and all that? Amen. But then, they went by and Jesus said, take it up. You know, there's some people, they're going to eat what was left over from last age. But God's going to give a fresh batch. Amen. You know, when you eat that manna, every day it fell. Now, those that got it early in the morning when they got up, it was there, and they could eat on it throughout the day. Amen. But after you bring your pot of manna in, the kids play around with it and pick on it and eat it. And over there, they had dirt floors in the camps and everything. That manna wouldn't be too tasty towards the end of the day. How many knows it? Amen. By morning, then, it already began to breed worms. But thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. He give a fresh batch. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm going to inject this here. I can't hold it back. It's too good. Amen. Paul said certain things. He said, I suppose that this is good for the present. A lot of people just keep... we're not in that age of the present there. In Paul's day, that was present then, but we're in the present now. And that was good for that present time is not good for us in this present time. Amen. I'm talking about the instruction upon. Amen. The doctrine of the Word's the same. Hallelujah. Now let me get started reading here. Oh, I don't want to hold on. Amen. Let me not get too long here. I forgot to look. But I won't get this on anyway. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias, and a great multitude followed him because they saw the miracles which he did on them that were diseased. Same thing happened in Africa. Wherever Brother Brown went, there's here he's coming. Multitudes and multitudes and multitudes. The racetrack there would hold about 50,000. The only place around that's packed out, and they had to keep people from getting in. They had policemen. Amen. Because the sick were being healed. The dead's being raised. Miracles taking place. Amen. But watch what happened when he started coming out with the Word of God. Amen. They scattered, and Jesus preaching this Word of God one time, he said, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you got no part. They said, this is a hard saying, who can receive it? And the Bible says many of them turned and walked no more with him. And when they got through leaving him, he looked around and he saw 12. Amen. He says, will you also go away? the word of eternal life. Where else could we go? Somewhere we get to a place, where else could we go? Amen. When we get right smack the dab in the middle of the revelation of that word for this hour, where else could we go? Amen. Is that right? Amen. We have arrived in the place in God. All right. Verse 3, and Jesus went up into a mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. When Jesus then lifted up His eyes, He saw a great company come unto Him, and He said unto Philip, whence shall we buy bread that these may eat? Now watch what Jesus done. I like the way He does things here. And this He said to prove Him, for He Himself knew what He would do. Brothers and sisters, it already had to be. He knew exactly what He was going to do, but He wanted to ask Philip, where are we going to get the food to feed all these people? And watch what Philip said. And Philip answered, said him, 200 pennies worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them should take a little. If you buy man's, you might get enough to get just a little. Amen. But they, when Jesus gave it, they ate plenty and was full. Amen. And there was remnants left over for them that's coming behind. There's going to be some tribulation, saints. Amen. Let them have the 12 baskets that took up or whatever. Amen. We get the fresh kill. Glory to God. Let someone else come by and eat that rabbit when the eagle gets through eating on it. Because when he gets through eating on it, he's going to get the good stuff. He's going to be, that's a first round eater, see? Amen. Glory to God. Alright, watch the next one. Here it says, one of his disciples, Simon, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, there's a lad here which has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes, but why are they among so many? That was a plenty. Amen. A lot of people say, if I had this or if I could do that, if I had this, I could do this. No, it don't take all that much. It takes God, God's will, God's word. Yeah, that's right. Now, can you imagine, and we're not going to have time to dramatize the story much since we've gone this far, but someone there with 5 little loaves must have just been the lunch for the lad. And there's 5,000 people to be fed. And Jesus said, this enough. That'll be plenty sufficient. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm sure they felt like laughing him to scorn. Amen, because that's one of the most ridiculous statements I've ever heard of. Amen, but the thing is, He did it. It was enough. When Jesus takes something, deal with it. Don't ever sell out Christ short. Amen, when you come to the services, don't ever sell Him out short. Amen, it's enough. He's feeding His people. We're the first round eaters. Amen, we don't have to get the scraps or the remnants. Amen. We don't have to get what Paul said. I suppose this is good for the present distress. No, we get it firsthand. If there's a present distress in our day, we get what we need for our day's distress. We're not living in that age where distress at. We've come through that. Amen. If there's distress in our day, I know how to deal with it. Give it over to Him. Amen. Is that right? 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. Amen. Now watch here. Simon Peter, let's see. Let me get what verse I was at now. Verse 10. Jesus said, make the men sit down. And there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down. The number about 5,000. Now this is a large crowd. You get 1,000 people together, you've got a good crowd. But you get 5,000. 5 loaves and 2 fish, gonna feed them all. Amen. But guess what? He did it. He did it. Hallelujah. I'll tell you, God's a multiplier. He's a subtractor. He's whatever we need Him to be. That's what He is. And He's here tonight to do exceedingly abundantly above anything we could ask or think. He's here tonight to put some wine in that wine glass for you. Amen. Have a good dream. Talking about that spiritual wine. Amen. He's able to turn that water you got into wine. And then when He does, He'll say it's the best thing I've ever had. Amen. Is that right? Amen. All right. Then He says here, verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed them to the disciples, and disciples to them that were set down, and likewise the fishes, as much as they would. Now, I'll tell you, that is one more big miracle, isn't it? As much as they would. They ate, and they ate, and they ate, and they ate. And they probably had some dropped on the ground around there and so on, and the kids played around with them when they got full. And the big people did too. But Jesus said, we don't want nothing to waste now. I tell you, when Martin Luther came, he came with a message. He blasted a hole through the wall. They brought a message, set Germany on fire. But look what they doing now, the children. They're eating the scraps. That's been picked over by all kind of doctors of divinity and by all these things. Amen. But God just gives His children a fresh ram. The table's set tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We got some fresh food. Glory to God. And we don't have to eat scraps from another age. See, blessed be that servant to whom the Lord made charge to give them out meat in due season. And when that servant's gone, God just moves on. Amen. I don't want to be critical, but I have to say this to make the point. Like the people at the follow Brother Jackson so closely. Amen. And I say he was one of the greatest men and man that helped me much. But they won't move on with God. God allowed him to say there's going to come seven men. They're going to put the icing on the cake. Well, they sit back and go over and over what Brother Jackson said. And one of these days there'll be seven men come and tell us what to do to get out of here. Well, honey, amen, just get Jesus and you don't have to worry the formula of getting out. He'll take you out. Amen, is that right? Amen, so they got to eat the remnants. Now, I don't mean for that to sound hard, but I have to say what's truth. Amen, the people followed Brother Branham. They're eating the remnants that was taken up. But God's still giving out fresh food. Glory to God. He's feeding us tonight. He'll feed us tomorrow night and next night. Amen. And we got that letter from over. Brother Enoch wrote and said, I'm a corn crib worker. Giving out this corn, meaning the message, come here, you know. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this thing's real. It's no time to give up the fight. Amen. Fact is, the fight's already won. We don't want to fight a battle that's already won. How many knows that? Amen. He won for us all. We bask in the victory that He's given us. Amen. And just press on with God in the joy of the Lord, in the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. If somebody won't worry about something, let them that's eating the remnant worry about it. While we eat that fresh food that's fed to us by God. Amen. Now watch here. All right. They eat as much as they would. I didn't mean to preach on that one. Amen. When they were filled, He said unto His disciples, gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost. Amen. I'll tell you, every age I had a lot of fragments left. There was some scripture involved in it. There's some fragments left from Paul's age. Amen. Especially as he became that first church age messenger. Every one of them seven church ages, there's fragments left. Amen. It's been brought over, brought over, brought over, brought over, brought over. Pretty soon we're just eating warmed over gravy. Amen. So we don't want to try to eat this warmed over too many times. And that's where a lot of preachers, they got a warmed over gospel. Amen. Preaching the same thing we were 10 years ago. Going over and over and over. God told Moses, says, why I compass you around and around this mountain? In the wilderness 40 years, going around and around and around and around. He says, turn you westward, eastward, whatever it might have been at that time. Amen. Let's move on. The move's on for the bride. Hallelujah. So do you see what God done? Started with Brother Brown. Came on right down through. Now He's got a table set for us. Jesus has His table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His people, chosen people, to come and dine. And they gathered them together and filled 12 baskets with fragments. Notice He ain't calling it fish and loaves here. He called it fragments here. With fragments over and above unto them that had eaten. Then those men, when they had seen the miracle, watch, when they'd seen the miracle that Jesus did, said, it is not of a truth, this is that prophet that should come into the world. Well, once they, the first rounders, see, the first round eaters, you see the text there? The first round, they had fish and loaves. But once it had been picked over, dropped on the ground, picked up, and whatever, then it just become fragments. Amen. A lot of people eat fragments so long they'll become fragmented. I don't know what kind of word that may not be one. Amen. I'm tired of eating fragments, ain't you? Glory to God, I want to eat that, put my feet under the King's table and eat a fresh kill of the Word. Praise God. God bless you tonight. Amen. I tell you, I love Jesus and I love you. And I tell you, we're having communion. Amen. We're drinking that new wine. It's tasting good to me. Amen. I'm happy in the Lord. So, and I trust you are. So God bless you. Anybody here need prayer or like to be prayed for something? Amen. Or have something to say? We're here in the name of the Lord to worship our King Jesus. We're the bride. We've been eating some fresh meat tonight. Let them have their fragments. Amen. Some of them little children probably had a cold, nose running, eating that fish and bread and stuff. I tell you, I don't know if I'd have much of a stomach for that, do you? Just give me the first round food. Just let me be one of the first round eaters and don't worry about the fragment. Amen. God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. I love you and I appreciate you. Thank you for coming. Amen. Amen. So you know what a first round eater is? Yeah. You ain't been eating fragments, Jim.
Jesus has a table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, 'tis sweet to sup with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.